Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Prime Minister Hassan Diab declared Wednesday a day of mourning in Lebanon after a powerful explosion devastated the port in the capital city, Beirut. The Lebanese Red Cross said Wednesday morning in a statement that more than 100 people died and at least 4,000 were injured. Officials say they expect the official casualty figures to rise as crews work through their way through rubble and damaged buildings and people search for missing family and friends. The exact cause of Tuesday's blast was not clear, but Lebanese officials put the focus on what they said was tons of ammonium nitrate that had been stored at port warehouses for the past 6 years. Lebanon's president, Michel Aoun, who called on an emergency cabinet meeting Wednesday, said those accountable would face the most severe penalties. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was sending government personnel along with emergency doctors and several tons of medical equipment to Lebanon to help with recovery efforts. The United Nations also said it was helping with the response and remains committed to supporting Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday that the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. White House officials and top congressional Democrats plan to meet again Wednesday today to work out an agreement on a new coronavirus aid package by the end of the week. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, said 90 minutes of talks Tuesday that the goal was to finalize the proposal in the coming days to allow for a vote in Congress as early as next week. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News.